Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 96.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShipBob, the best-in-class order fulfillment company for small to mid-sized Shopify brands. ShipBob powers two-day and three-day shipping and fulfillment for thousands of direct-to-consumer brands. They've also been fully operational during the coronavirus across their 9 fulfillment centers in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. ShipBob is also a tech-enabled 3PL that fulfills e-commerce orders for direct-to-consumer retailers. Their mission is clear: to make your Shopify brand successful by providing best-in-class logistics so your customers don't go elsewhere. With reliable fulfillment services, warehouses near your customers, and connected technology that powers the fulfillment network, they will help improve transit times, shipping costs, and the delivery experience for your customers. So check them out today at shipbob.com. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Cooper Harris, who's the co-founder and CEO from Clickly. And they're a 100% commission-based SaaS platform that's helping Shopify brands take control of the ROAS, their return on ad spend. And their solution really allows consumers, very unique tech, you can actually buy directly inside the ad. It's a way that the market is leaning now. You know, with this impact right now of the coronavirus and people being sheltered at home, I know retail is starting to open up, but e-commerce advertising is quite expensive. I think we're going to talk about the uniqueness of Clickly and kind of what they're doing that's unique to the market and why I think those listening today will get a lot of value of getting onto their platform. Hi, Cooper. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve, what a pleasure to be here. And I have to say, I feel very flattered that I am the first second show on E-Commerce Fastlane. It's so fun to make kind of an encore appearance here.
You know, and I mentioned definitely at the top of the show, and I share it with all my merchants as much as possible when we start talking about driving net new visitors to a website. And one of the reasons why I was thinking about having you on again is because you really have caught my attention, especially based on the current climate right now. Some markets are really down, some are up. You know, brands are getting a little bit nervous about spending money on advertising. And those that don't know Clickly, maybe first let's share on a high level the sort of problems that your platform is solving for Shopify brands.
Yeah, of course. You're very astute to pick up on that. That's definitely a big trend in the market right now. So what we are over at Clickly, we call ourselves a commerce engine. That is a phrase that we coined. Don't let it confuse you. All we are is a very cool machine learning based advertising platform that is structured as a software as a service offering for e-commerce brands marketing direct to consumers. And we're really different in two main ways. The first way, in which we're just completely diametrically different from most other solutions out there, is we only charge a brand when we actually drive a sale. So again, as you alluded to, and as you can probably imagine, right now, that tends to be pretty appealing to brands because it is a super weird market out there. Consumer behaviors all over the place, though they are at home buying a lot mostly. But brands right now, for the most part, either on their own or from their investors, have been told, like, don't overspend, right? So they can pay, in our case, based on value that's actually delivered, based on revenue we are driving. And we just feel like it creates better alignment from a value perspective, from advertising. If that makes sense.
It does indeed. I think performance-based advertising, I mean, for me is a holy grail, because I think one thing about your platform that I love, like I said, I had multiple brands that got onboarded over a year ago when we recorded. They are still customers with Clickly because they like the top of funnel part of it. It's net new visitors. It's driving awareness and consideration and then conversions. And they only have to pay a certain commission percentage. Every brand is different because margins are different. We'll dig into that in a few minutes. And then obviously the more margin that you're willing to give, or more commission you're willing to give Clickly, the more reach and the more opportunity that's available to get that sale. But then once that sale is made, the brand now owns the customer and they can have their tech jump in now as far as lifetime value and remarketing and trying to get the second, third, and these brand loyalists out of the solution. So you're really top of funnel, net new visitors, give a small commission. We did chat. We recorded this podcast like literally over a year ago. I just checked my notes a few minutes ago, August 28th, believe it or not, it was episode 58. And so here we are. I alluded to a little bit at the beginning, but we bumped into each other at a .digital partner event. It was in Whistler, hosted by Tink Taylor. And it was a partner event for anybody in their marketing automation platform and in that sphere. You were a guest speaker there and it was excellent. What's happened with Clickly in the last year, and how are you helping marketers, I guess, navigate now this rockier terrain?
Oh my gosh, what a crazy last year it's been. I think if people had told me everything that's gone on in 2020, like back in December, I'd have been like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super strange. You know, we think about right up until we ran into each other at the .ski summit at Whistler, right? And by the way, that was kind of the last travel that any of us did pre-COVID, right? It was like the last event. You know, luckily, a ton of momentum. And also, we couldn't have had better timing because, get this, we had just closed, as I mentioned, that investment round. So we raised a round of funding weeks before COVID, quote unquote, hit, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So lucky. We are now working with thousands of brands. We've grown quite extensively since we last chatted a year ago. And then, of course, we've added engineers, subject matter experts, sales professionals, account managers, all that. So the team's growing. And then, of course, I could tell you we grew like 408% year over year or something, which is, you know, exciting. Yeah. But I think here again, like the timing was all key such that it set us up. I mean, thank God, fortunately, right? So it set us up really well so that when COVID did hit in March, we were in a really nice standing to be able to help brands. And we've been able to do that, I'm very pleased to say, to a great extent. It's a really uncertain time. A lot of brands on our platform I've actually become friends with. So we have conversations about the tough decisions they're facing, and they're real. And so we have been excited to be able to offer this commission-based advertising, which is completely aligned with the brand and flexes depending on what they want. Because as you mentioned earlier, the payment or quote unquote ad spend on Clickly is different from an advertising platform. The brand sets the commission at whatever they want, and we don't lock them in. So one day, if they're feeling aggressive because they have extra inventory and they're doing fantastic, great. They can come in and set a really aggressive commission. But let's say, God forbid, something happens to that inventory and now they can't get it because COVID and it's taking a lot longer to get those products. They can actually scale that down if they like, or pause if they want to, but they can take the commission down to a very low commission. And it's totally flexible. So we've been pleased to help a bunch of brands kind of navigate through this super weird time.
And so it almost seems, you know, and this is how I position it when I'm talking to brands. I say that Clickly really is a risk-free option. And part of it, we've just alluded to it about the whole commission base. It's different performance base, meaning where I'm actually going to close a sale for you for a small commission.
That is certainly our goal, is to be as risk-free as possible. And that is what we do. So as an example, just as a funny call out, which I think a lot of brands don't realize, but when you get on Clickly, we start spending money for you before you've spent a penny with us. We're paying out of pocket for your ads on the contingency that we hope some of them will drive sales. But if they don't, like, you're not going to pay us. So that is when it is literally free advertising. Of course, though, the end goal is that we are going to drive a sale. And so in that case, of course, the brand will pay when we start driving sales. And I think it's clear why that's better for brands. they can lock in their ROAS. Another thing, that's the return on ad spend. So obviously, if you set a, for example, I don't know, 25% commission, sounds crazy until you think, oh, actually, that's a 4-to-1 return. It's a 4x return. Like that's what I try to get and don't get on Facebook most of the time.
Right.
You know, TBD, but you know, the other good thing that you get with a commission-based platform, which I don't think we promote enough. And this is, by the way, yes, I'm promoting Clickly right now, but it's also just something to know as a brand. You have to watch out for this. If you are paying an agency, often depending on the agency, but if you're paying an agency or most other platforms to promote for you, they are naturally going to want to show you a really low ECPM, so effective cost per milli, right? And the way they do that, which most brands don't realize, is they buy really sketchy traffic on really cheap sites to drive down the really expensive traffic they're buying for you on like Vogue and Elle and Cosmo and ESPN, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they're buying all of this super sketchy traffic on sites that really don't have real traffic. And the reality is the majority of it is often, not always, bots. And also, I mean, technically fraudulent, but you know, it's quite what they call in the industry, low quality traffic, meaning it's not human. And guess what? Bots don't have credit cards. They will never buy from you. So all of that extra stuff that you've done, not only has it potentially devalued your brand because you're showing up on these really sketch sites, right? If anyone's there to see it, not only does it do that, but it also spends extra money. I guess, you know, I am biased, but I also think it's common sense that like, you shouldn't pay for that stuff, you know, and by the way, bots click a lot. So sometimes it feels really good to see this kind of fake engagement, but it isn't real and they will never buy. And so we avoid all of that, like the plague, because we have to, because Steve, if we spend a bunch of money doing that, they'll never buy. There's no purchase that's ever going to happen. So we have to buy really premium traffic with real, real people. Yeah. With credit cards.
Love it. Love it. Love it. More of a side note, I've been more as of late, been working with a lot of regulated markets, being a cannabis, CBD, and hemp. And so not all advertising channels are acceptable. The same as adult and gambling and different industries. And so what's your take on that? And how is Clickly navigating this regulated industry at this point?
Yeah. So it's interesting. You know, I would say we are often a better option in that we can actually work with some of these companies, whereas other platforms just simply cannot. But we still have constraints too. So I'm not going to come out and say, hey, we're the new platform for cannabis, because we're not. Our partners, we show the ads that we promote on behalf of our brands. We show them across about 25 million very premium real online destinations. And that's a lot. And a number of our partners there, you know, with whom we show these ads, they don't want and can't have cannabis-related products. What we have seen is for very kind of high-end looking, very subtly branded products, we actually do well. A lot of our partners, we can convince them that it should be fine, you know, especially hemp-based, all that, CBD, it's not THC. And so we get around a lot of that. But, you know, if somebody comes to us and wants to sell like hardcore marijuana-themed things with like the five leaves right in the middle that's like, says weed with an exclamation point, we're not going to be able to do that, sadly.
Yeah. And guns and ammo and things like that too, right?
Yep.
Let's make a slight pivot over to another hot topic, this whole machine learning, artificial intelligence. These are really, really, really hot topics. I think there's ways of letting the machine make ad buying and just getting the word out. Let a tool do that instead of a human being. And so can you talk about maybe what sort of things have been happening over the last year as far as your ML side?
So I want to talk about two different pieces of it. The first piece around ML is just, let's talk about the automation and why it's important. And then secondly, we'll talk about the matching algorithm that shows the right thing to the right person at the right time. Okay. First and foremost, and this gets overlooked a lot, I think, but one of the key reasons that you want us at Clickly to be using a lot of automation algorithms and machine learning is that we automate a lot of the process of the buying, the decisioning, et cetera. So instead of hiring more people to come manage this new platform, Clickly, that you've onboarded, right? You actually don't have to do that. We do all of the automation and the buying and the targeting on the back end. And what that means is brands who adopt us, and we get used by a ton of agencies too, So brands and agencies who use the Clickly platform to power stuff, they don't have to hire extra people. And in this day and age, I know that sounds terrible, and I definitely want as many people to be hired as possible. Okay. So that, I'm just calling that out. But for brands for whom that is not an option right now, they have had to cut people. They are lean. They are being as lean and bare bones as they can. Clickly is a real option where you can add it. By the way, it takes like 15 minutes to integrate us without even the need for a developer because of our awesome integration with Shopify. You know, thank you, Shopify. Mm-hmm. But you can add us with no devs, and then you can run us with basically like an intern and one smart person. Yeah. And I am proud of that because it allows these brands to keep going in what is a tough time as they're making these tough decisions. So okay. That's the first reason that automation machine learning is awesome. Okay. The second reason is that we use intelligence and data and machine learning to show the right product to the right person at the right time. Now, brands actually, in our case, like it's great that we do that, but they don't really care because really they're only going to pay when we make a sale anyway. Right. But from the Clickly standpoint, we better sure as heck make a sale.
Right.
Right. Because otherwise we lose, you know, a huge amount of money.
Absolutely.
So that's where that machine learning comes in. So what we can do, Steve, is say, okay, Steve, I'm going to make up a hilarious and ridiculous scenario that's probably not true. But if you were on Vogue reading about, I don't know, some cool pair of, you know, Louis Vuitton shoes, and then you maybe searched a couple things and you went to a brand site and you looked up like shoes that weren't Louis, but, you know, whatever. We would get to know all of this and we would understand what you wanted. And so we could better show you products immediately that suited your needs so you could stop your browsing, just buy the thing and get on with life.
Right. Yep. Love it. One thing that people are listening today that don't know Clickly, and I don't think they realize, is that the ads that you create, you're a full service platform where you onboard somebody, you know, you get to choose the products and you don't have to put your whole catalog in. Obviously, the larger the catalog, the better, because it just gives better, overall more reach. But if you want to test the platform out with a select range and sizes of certain products, fair enough. But what I find interesting, though, is in the ads themselves is where the magic actually happens. So can you talk about, for those that don't know you, about how it actually works and people are actually buying in the ads themselves physically, and then how that relates to Shopify?
So that's true. Let me give a quick 30-second, like, what does Clickly actually do? We're a SaaS advertising platform. You can onboard as a brand. You can onboard if you're on Shopify very quickly with no dev work, no coding necessary. It takes 3 steps. The first step is you create an account, 2 seconds. The second step is you upload whatever portion of the product catalog you want to promote. This is automated. It takes 5 seconds. And then we auto-generate ads for you. So you do not have to spend extra money on creating those. And then you set your commission. Again, commission of your choosing, and you can adjust it at any time. And then step 3 is you push launch and it gets to work. And that's it. We have done a huge amount of technical work on our side to make it really easy, about 15 minutes for the brands to get live. Oh, the biggest thing that I missed there was that those ads that I said we auto-created, we call them commerce modules, Steve. So those commerce modules, which showcase your product, they go out across 25 million premium online sites. Again, Vogue, Marie Claire, whatever, ESPN, and they're buyable. So it allows when they show up, you know, when Steve's on Vogue looking at shoes or whatever, not really, but
yeah,
there, you know, you could look at an ad from Clickly and you would be able to scroll through all of the products that are actually back on the brand site. You can look at them in the ad. You can see the colors available, the sizes available. You can play around with it. You can look at the description in the ad that's back on the site. And we pull out of that because of our unique integration and partnership with Shopify. And then if the consumer so chooses, they can actually buy there in the ad. Again, if the consumer prefers, they can always click back through and buy on the brand site. Again, we don't care, but it gets the consumer farther down the consideration funnel. And that's why it's really unique. Yeah.
No, I absolutely love that. I think that's the whole drive demand part of it. And I love this acquisition part of it and being able to interact with the brand, like from within the ad itself. And like you said, site visitor can choose clicking directly back to the shoe location, or they can buy directly from the ad. At the end of the day, it still arrives inside your Shopify admin as revenue, still attributed to a Clickly transaction, small commission, whatever you choose goes to you. Now you own that customer, fulfill the order, and then start onboarding your welcome sequence with this new customer and start building some lifetime value out of them.
Yeah, Yeah. And I think a lot of, specifically we've seen recently a ton of subscription companies have kind of discovered us and been like, oh, this is cool. This is a great way to acquire those customers.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the different people that are listening to this show. And I'm going to, you know, since you have access to thousands of brands that are using your solution, plus you have entrepreneurial roots, like right from the beginning of time, when you got involved with your career, I heard your whole story at the Dot Digital event. So a very interesting story. So if you were to give some advice today for early stage entrepreneurs that are on Shopify, what sort of advice would you give them?
I think the first piece of advice would be around grit and perseverance. Okay. And here's what's super interesting about this specific moment in history right now, Steve, like literally the past 2 months and then going forward. What's important about right now that new entrepreneurs need to think about, right? It's that in this current climate, yes, it is going to be hard to get started at first.
Right.
But that's where the grit and perseverance comes in, because we have a unique position today that most folks are working from home, or, you know, God forbid they're not currently working, but we have more time. We're doing everything from our homes for the most part. And I think that for better or worse, this weird period of challenge is going to, how shall I say, unfortunately, you know, weed out some competition. And I, you know, that is just the way, you know, that is the Darwinistic way and the entrepreneurial way. Some things work, some things don't, but it's a great time if you're dedicated and you persevere to rise to the top, shall we say, because again, some of that competition's going away because you have more time and maybe more space mentally to do it because you're at home.
Yeah. And I've noticed too, to add to that is podcasts listenership since COVID has significantly gone up for me. And I think because maybe less commuters, maybe they just have more time at home. I think just the new normal right now is it's different. And so, and also reminds me too, when you talk about grit, it reminds me of a book that I read quite a few years ago. Angela Duckworth has a book actually called Grit, and it's the power and passion and perseverance, just kind of what it takes to actually, and it's an interesting story. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for that. It talks about the fact it's not the 10,000 hour rule that really makes people successful. It really digs into, and it's not that you're gifted. It's putting in the work.
Right. She talks about, I know she talks a lot about, it's not that you are talented. It's about passionate persistence. And I freaking love that. I just think it's absolutely right. Spot on. Every entrepreneur that I have known who has done well has been passionately persistent over everything.
So let's talk about those listening today. So that's the early stage people. And that's really great advice about just having the grit and the perseverance, and read this book or two that I'll have some links in the show notes for. But I also think that there's people in the mid-market or enterprise. So they definitely have product market fit. They probably have a team, some outsourced marketing efforts, a lot of in-house too. What do you believe either the executive team or the marketing team, what should these brands work on to continue to grow and scale?
I mean, other than, you know, using Clickly.
I'm kidding. Sure.
I'm kidding. Yeah. No, I genuinely think that right now we can be a key piece to brand success simply because we really can scale with them. But again, even if it isn't Clickly, I would really challenge your team to think about, you know, even if you're doing well right now, it is very, very uncertain. We don't know about potential longer-term market downturns, or, you know, maybe we do and we should start thinking about it. And I would just say, challenge yourself to innovate and use platforms that are really aligned with you and that can support your advertising efforts, but not be that super risky acquisition. Because I think, as we've seen for the past couple of months, CPAs are all over the place. And I would just say, create a disciplined plan that sets you up for success. So not overspending, really spending close to revenues, but yet being aggressive, all that good stuff, I think is super key.
Love it. So let's talk about the future of Clickly. I know it's obviously been iterated upon over the last year or so, but are you able to share maybe some of your North Star highlights, any innovation? I'm just curious on how you believe the platform is going to continue to evolve over the rest of 2020.
Okay, so we have two kind of exciting things coming up. One is specific to Shopify. So we are actually formalizing an even more exciting relationship, which is fantastic and we couldn't be more thrilled about. And then we have a neat beta feature or program, if you will, in the works. Mm-hmm. And so I would definitely say for brands already on Clickly, they're definitely excited about it. They're keeping their eyes peeled. But for larger brands who have some market awareness, this is going to be game changing for them. Ah. We have a cool invite only beta program. If anyone listening is interested, I'm happy to share details, but basically it's extrapolating a very far reaching lookalike audience to your demographic. And then it's pulling them in from places you never thought of and paying on commission to do it.
Nice. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners for today?
Maybe two. The first is that I consider it such an honor to be part of this community. And I get bordering on emotional about it too, because I'm like, what an amazing, incredible community. And I'm not just saying that. And doing this to it quickly, we are so excited and dedicated to enabling these challenger brands, right? These digitally native, direct consumer brands access tech like what we have built that traditionally would only have been used for Fortune 500 companies, right? Yeah, and that we get to be part of that journey, allow them to access that, and then help them power their growth and see them pop, which we see all the time. Really, really exciting. Awesome. And then secondly, I think I mentioned earlier, we might have developed some perks for the podcast listeners today. Perfect.
Absolutely. And just so we know, I'll make sure that it will redirect to a landing page. But if you can give us some of the details, it'll be /Clickly. It'll go to a landing page. So if you can share some of those details.
Beautiful. So for all qualifying brands who are interested, again, go to that link that Steve talked about. But basically, we will give some free ad boosts that you can get started with. Yep. And then we will also, for the first month, we will put you on our premium tier, which includes handheld account management services.
Right. That's awesome. I really do appreciate that. I know last year when you offered that for a limited window, when we first did our recording, a lot of people took us up on that offer because it really was extra, extra unique to have this private little type form link. And people were, you know, because nothing was really publicly available on the Clickly website as far as signing up. It really was an invite only. And I think that's what this show is all about.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we still are, Steve. So Clickly is an invite only platform. So brands do typically need to apply for access.
All right. So once again, it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Clickly. And that's with a K, two Ks. And it'll go to a landing page. I'll have all the details there about how you can get that boost for $48 value, I think. And then the 1 month of account management handholding support. And that's awesome to get things rolling. Well, thank you so much, Cooper, for getting on this second episode recording with you. I mean, it sounds like this is going to be an annual event for us to talk about your platform. And best of luck, just obviously with all the amount of brands you have right now. A lot I manage, many others, the other Merchant Success team are using also. Excited for where things are headed with the Plus organization and some opportunities in the future. Share the reach. And that's what this podcast is going to do today. Hopefully get the word out that there are opportunities of a commission-based environment. So that's really, really cool.
Thank you so much, Steve. It was such a pleasure as always.
All right. Have a great day. This episode was brought to you by ShipBob, one of the fastest growing tech companies in America that's powering the direct-to-consumer revolution. Join over 3,000 e-commerce brands that choose ShipBob as their fulfillment partner and start scaling your business by delivering remarkable customer experiences. You can get more details by heading on over to shipbob.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.